By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. I'm already hyped up. I hope you are ready as well to have this beautiful program. Remember, every program that you see on Madani channel, it's not only for enjoyment, but also to learn as well. So I hope inshallah Azza wa Jal, you know, we are trying to teach you something that you didn't know before. And then inshallah Azza wa Jal, as Muslims, you know, like the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. So even it could be a small thing that you will learn today, and no doubt inshallah, definitely we will learn a lot of things today. You can pass that on to your family and your friends as well. Remember, Rise and Shine is your program. Let's inshallah, so we'll talk less now and we'll go towards our beautiful first segment, which is the recitation of the Holy Quran. So let's listen to the recitation of the Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
ومثل كلمة خبيثة كشجرة خبيثة اجتثت من فوق الأرض ما لها من قرار
اور گندی بات کی مثال جیسے ایک گندا پیڑ کہ زمین کے اوپر سے کاٹ دیا گیا اب اسے کوئی قیام نہیں
یثبت اللہ الذین آمنوا بالقول الثابت فی الحیاۃ الدنیا وفی الآخرة ویضل اللہ الظالمین ویفعل اللہ ما یشاء
اللہ ثابت رکھتا ہے ایمان والوں کو حق بات پر دنیا کی زندگی میں اور آخرت میں اور اللہ ظالموں کو گمراہ کرتا ہے اور اللہ جو چاہے کرے
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا وَأَحَلُّوا قَوْمَهُمْ دَارَ الْبَوَارِ جَهَنَّمَ يَصْلَوْنَهَا وَبِئْسَ الْقَرَارِ
کیا تم نے انہیں نہ دیکھا جنہوں نے اللہ کی نعمت ناشکری سے بدل دی اور اپنی قوم کو تباہی کے گھر لا اتارا وہ جو دوزخ ہے اس کے اندر جائیں گے اور کیا ہی بری ٹھہرنے کی جگہ
وَجَعَلُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا لِيُضِلُّوا عَن سَبِيلِهِ قُلْ تَمَتَّعُوا فَإِنَّ مَصِيرَكُمْ إِلَى النَّارِ
اور اللہ کے لیے برابر والے ٹھہرائے کہ اس کی راہ سے بہکاویں تم فرماؤ کچھ برت لو کہ تمہارا انجام آگ ہے
قُلْ لِعِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً مِن قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خِلَالٌ
میرے ان بندوں سے فرماؤ جو ایمان لائے کہ نماز قائم رکھیں اور ہمارے دیے بے سے کچھ ہماری راہ میں چھپے اور ظاہر خرچ کریں اس دن کے آنے سے پہلے جس میں نہ سوداگری ہوگی نہ یارانہ
اللہ الذی خلق السماوات والارض وانزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم وسخر لكم الفلك لتجري في البحر بأمره وسخر لكم الأنهار.
اللہ ہے جس نے آسمان اور زمین بنائے اور آسمان سے پانی اتارا تو اس سے کچھ پھل تمہارے کھانے کو پیدا کیے اور تمہارے لیے کشتی کو مسخر کیا کہ اس کے حکم سے دریا میں چلے اور تمہارے لیے ندیاں مسخر کیں.
وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ.
اور تمہارے لیے سورج اور چاند مسخر کیے جو برابر چل رہے ہیں اور تمہارے لیے رات اور دن مسخر کیے.
وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ.
اور تمہیں بہت کچھ منہ مانگا دیا اور اگر اللہ کی نعمتیں گنو تو شمار نہ کر سکو گے، بے شک آدمی بڑا ظالم بڑا ناشکرا ہے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل، بیوٹیفل ریسیٹیشن آف دا گلوریس قرآن سورہ ابراہیم. سو یو نو ہاؤ مینی منٹس ڈیڈ اٹ ٹیک؟ اٹ اونلی ٹک ا فیو منٹس. اور الحمد للہ عز و جل، وی ہیو سٹارٹڈ آور بیوٹیفل ڈے. آبویسلی الحمد للہ یو سٹارٹڈ یور ڈے بائی صلاۃ الفجر، بٹ ماشاءاللہ عز و جل، سٹارٹنگ یور ڈے ود دا ریسیٹیشن آف دا گلوریس قرآن، a very beautiful kalam. I know you've listened to this kalam many times. You know, the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is just amazing. And you know, the kalam in praise of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam has been written in many, many different languages. Languages that we don't even realize that existed. But alhamdulillah, our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is praised in every single language. Remember, Allah ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran that Allah ta'ala and his angels sent durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the scholars, they say by durood, it means blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So me and you, even if we don't do the praise of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala, his creator, his sustainer, alhamdulillah, does the zikr of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That is the love that our Rabb Azza wa Jal has for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So he is the seal of prophethood. No prophet will come after him. You know, so subhanallah, so many miracles the Anbiya ikram, the prophets were given. Yeah, each prophet was given a different miracle. But the miracle the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given, the miracle of the Quran, the miracle of the Mi'raj, no other prophet was ever given them miracles. We're so lucky that we are in the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, we are so lucky that Allah ta'ala has chosen us amongst the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just like he is the seal of all prophethood, we are the seal of the ummah. There is no other ummah going to come after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummah. Just like the Quran is the last word of Allah azza wa jal, alhamdulillah, this ummah is the last ummah as well. This ummah will be a witness for the other ummahs on the day of judgment. You know, the scholars, they say that on the day of judgment, prophets will come and they will be asked by Allah azza wa jal, because their people, they will deny. They will say that, Ya Allah, no one came to us. No one came to us. So Allah Ta'ala will ask the prophets, did you go to your people? I sent you to them. Did you pass on my message to them? And the prophets of Allah will say that, yes, your Rabb. Yes, yes, our Rabb. We did go. We did send your message across to them. And Allah Ta'ala, he will say that, obviously Allah Ta'ala knows that. And he will say, who is your witness? And the prophets will say that, Ya Allah, ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is our witness, that we did pass this message on to you, on to your people. And the ummah, us, will say that, yes, Ya Allah, your prophets did pass the message on, because we are a witness, because you mentioned it in the Quran. Subhanallah. So inshallah, it's time to listen to the Kalam-e Pak. And the beauty of this Kalam-e Pak is it's in three languages. The Qasida, Burda Sharif, and Alhamdulillah, Rukne Shura will be in this as well, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala Habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
Oh my master, descend peace and blessings countlessly eternally upon your beloved The best of creation
محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا آپ ہیں عرب و عجم جن و بشر کے پیشوا آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
محمد He's the leader of both worlds, both creations.
Muhammad is the leader of both worlds, both creations.
And even both groups, Arabs and Ajams.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي
آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا ناگہانی آفتوں میں آپ کا ہے آسرا آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
For in every sudden calamity.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمامي
اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ حادثات عام میں ہیں آپ میری تکیہ گاہ آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام
O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge. O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge.
in other than you and universal calamities descend.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika بك خير الخلق كلهم.
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم.
بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم. بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم. آپ کے کل علم کا ایک جزو ہے لوح و قلم. آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace. So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace.
And part of your knowledge is the knowledge of the preserved tablet and the pen. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا. يا ربي مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم.
اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ. اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ. پورے فرما سب مقاصد بخش دے میرے گناہ. آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
Oh my Rabb, by the chosen one, fulfill our wishes. Oh my Rabb, by the chosen one, fulfill our wishes.
And forgive us for what has passed. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه واله وسلم. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, that was a beautiful Qasida, Burda Sharif, written by none other than Sayyiduna Imam Bosiri, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Today, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching our program, Rise and Shine. Let's start our beautiful topic for today, which is about piety is blessings. Why being having taqwa, why being pious person is a blessing as well. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, I want to start off my bayan with the blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, أولى الناس بيوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة. Yani, the one who recites the most durood upon me in this world shall be the most closest to me on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Now this just proves to us that durood-e-paak reciting, durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is one of the beautiful blessings and one of the beautiful ways that we can attain paradise and we can enter the gardens of paradise. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. Now, the topic that we have today is called piety is blessings. Piety is blessing. Taqwa, having the fear of Allah, that is a blessing. Because obviously, you know, having piety is something that is good. And before we start that, I want to mention to you regarding an incident or a story about a person. And this story has been quoted in Uyunul Hikayat, printed by Maktabatul Madina. It says that Bani Israel, amongst them was a very pious person who worshipped Allah Azza wa Jal for 60 years on a very high mountain. One night, he saw a dream. And in that dream, he saw a cobbler, the one who mends the shoes. He saw a cobbler. And the person was told that so-and-so cobbler is more blessed than you are. He's more blessed. He worships Allah Ta'ala more than you do. And this pious person thought to himself, okay, this is just a dream. It can't be true. So he went back to sleep again. The next night, he saw the same dream again and he heard the same voice that so-and-so cobbler is more pious than you. Now, when it happened the third time, that pious person, he thought, I need to go and check this out. Who is this cobbler that I've been told in my dream? So he goes and he's to see the cobbler. And as the cobbler sees this pious person, he stands up in respect and he gives him a lot of love and respect and he kissed his hand as well. And he says that the cobbler said to the pious man, what made you come down from the mountain? Because people knew that he would worship Allah Ta'ala. For 60 years, he was in the mountains. Not many people saw him. So this cobbler was surprised that how come that you have come down this mountain? Is there anything that I could help you with? And the pious person said, I have been told that you are more pious than me. I want to know, what is that thing that has made you more pious? And I wanted to do your ziyarat as well. And the cobbler, he says that there's nothing really amazing that I do. But yes, all day long, I try to earn a halal living. I try to keep away from haram. And all day long, مجھے سارے دن میں جتنا رزق عطا فرماتا ہے, میں اس سے آدھا, یعنی whatever رزق Allah عز و جل gives me, half of that I give in sadaqah, I give in charity, half of that I spend on my family and myself. And the other thing that I do is I keep fasting regularly. اس کے علاوہ میرے اندر کوئی ایسی چیز نہیں ہے. There's nothing else that is inside me or that is more blessed, I would say that I am because of you. یہ سن کر عابد اس نیک موچی کے پاس سے چلا گیا. He went away from him and he engaged himself in worship again. Then a few days or months later, he saw another dream. اس موچی سے پوچھو کس چیز کے خوف نے تمہارا چہرہ زرد کر دیا ہے. Go and ask that cobbler what has made his color, face color changed. یعنی زرد, he went red. چنانچہ وہ عابد, he came down and saw the cobbler as well. And he says that, tell me, what fear do you have that has made you change the color of your face? And the mochi, the cobbler, he replied, whenever I see anyone, I always think that he is better than me. I always think he's better than me. I always think that he is more deserving of the garden of paradise than me. And I am worthy of the fire of hell. I think of myself as the most inferior person. And then he says, مجھے ہر وقت جہنم کا خوف رہتا ہے. I always have the fear of the fire of hell. And that is the reason why my face is always changed and zard. It all goes yellow. And the pious person, he went back to his place again and he started worshipping again. Sayyiduna Khald bin Ayyub rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that thus pious person, you know, the cobbler, why he was more pious than the other person in comparison to that was that he used to think of himself as inferior to other people. Like, he didn't have the me inside him. You know, me, I did this, I did that, I am better than so and so, I. So it's always me. Now, this cobbler, why he was better than that pious person, he didn't have that me. He didn't have that, you know, I inside him. He didn't have that, you know, that I am better than everyone else. فَخْرُ غُرُورُ سَ تُو مَوْلَا مُجھے بَچَانَا يَا رَبْ مُجھے بَنَا دَي پَيْكَرْ تُو عَاجَزِيكَ SubhanAllah. And we see that Abir Ahle Sunnat, alhamdulillah, is a packer of ajazi. He is, mashallah, he is a simple person. He is a humble person. And mashallah, he has so much sincerity. And this is what the topic is about. Piety is blessings. Being pious is the most important thing that we can ever achieve. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned many times in the glorious Quran, in the very famous verse of the Quran, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The one who is more close to Allah Ta'ala, indeed the one who is closest to Allah Azza wa Jal, is the one who has taqwa, who is pious. Now, this is what we need to do in our lives as well. We need to adopt piety. We need to adopt a simple lifestyle. No wearing the lavish clothing and going, you know, you could wear the lavish clothing for yourself, you know, because you can show them not to people, but you can wear lavish clothing to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. That, Ya Allah, I thank you for giving me this piece of cloth. Ya Allah, I thank you for giving me this easy life. Because many people who will be watching this program, you know that we come from a background where our fathers, our grandfathers were very, very poor people. They couldn't even feed themselves. You know, I'm certainly, you know, if I say to myself that, you know, we've got a status today, I drive a good car, I live in a good house, you know, people respect me, I just need to go back 50 years and I know where I came from. Yeah, which family, which background I came from. Alhamdulillah, they were very hardworking people. They were honest people. They were trustworthy people. But they were poor people. We didn't have money. My grandfathers, they didn't have that much money. You know, they would find it so difficult to earn a living. They used to work all day in the fields just to, you know, survive, just to feed themselves. Now, if we are driving good cars, I'm telling you, it is because of the hard efforts that our pious grandparents and our fathers and mothers have made. They came here to this country, they worked hard all day long. And many of you will agree, your parents or your grandparents, they would have worked in a factory where they couldn't speak the language, they couldn't speak English. You know, they had one person, you know, one house used to accommodate 20 to 25 people. They used to have turns. There wasn't enough beds. They used to sleep on the floor. If there were beds, they used to be sharing with the beds as well. One person would go to work, the other one would come back. This is what our reality is. So if I say that I am something today, Allah has given you that status. Allah Ta'ala has given you that wealth. And in return, we should thank Allah Ta'ala. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal. He will give you more. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned inside the glorious Quran regarding taqwa, regarding piety. In the verse in para number 26, Surah Hujurat. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. O people, we made you from one man and one woman. اور تمہیں شاخیں اور قبیلے کیا. We have made you into tribes. اور آپس میں پہچان رکھو so that we could have, you know, پہچان with one another. بے شک اللہ کے یہاں, no, indeed, the one in the court of Allah عز و جل, who is more respectful is the one that is more pious. Beshak Allah janane wala khabardar hai. Hakeemul Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala li. He writes in the commentary in Tafsir Naimi, he says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he went into the market of Medina and he saw this slave, and he says that whoever will buy me will not stop me from offering my salah behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the person, he bought that slave, and suddenly the slave became ill, and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he went to visit him, but suddenly he passed away. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there in his funeral, and then is par baz logon ne hairani ka izhar kiya. They thought, how come, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come on the funeral of this slave? And then this verse of the glorious Quran was revealed, the verse that I read in front of you. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, no doubt Allah azza wa jal ne tum se jahiliyat ka ghurur aur khandani fakhr dur kar diya hai. Ab ya to mu'min nekukar honge ya badkar o badbakht. And this has been taken from Tirmizi Sharif. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he says, on the day of judgment, when a person is stood in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, phir Allah Ta'ala irshad farmayega, ay mere bando, I gave you the order, why did you waste my order? Tumne apne nasbun ko buland kiya aur uske zariye ek dusre par fakhr kiya. Aaj ke din tumhare nasbun ko khakir aur zaleel karke de raha hu. Main hi badla dene wala hakim hu. Where are the pious people? Muttaqi log kahan hain? Beshak Allah Ta'ala ke yahan tum mein zyada izzat wala wo hai jo tum mein zyada parhezgar hai. No doubt indeed, the one who is more respectful in the eyes, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, is the one who is more pious. Now this has been taken from Tariq Baghdad. Now in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is the one, the most respectful person is the one who is pious. So what does that mean? It means that we need to start to make ourselves pious. We need to start to adopt piety. And one of the ways that you can adopt piety is to have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the glorious Quran, يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ وَفْدَ. جس دن ہم پریزگاروں کو رحمان کی طرف لے جائیں گے مہمان بنا کر. سبحان اللہ. You know, in this world, we've got beautiful homes, bungalows, mansions, you know, palaces, and people think that's it, you know, we've got everything. Again, that is nothing compared to the palaces and the houses that the people in paradise will receive. So what's the point, you know, boasting over my house in this world? What's the point boasting over my status in this world when my status, my best status, will be on the day of judgment? And Allah Ta'ala mentions in another verse, وَلَا دَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ وَلَا نِعْمَ دَارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. اور بے شک پچھلا گھر سب سے بہتر ہے. This was in para number 14, Surah An-Nahl, verse number 30. Subhanallah. Those people who live their lives in this dunya, you know, they live their lives as a traveler. You're not here in this dunya forever. Just like if you go to a train station, a bus station, people who are standing there, they don't stand there or wait there forever, do they? They hop onto the bus, they hop onto the train, and there you go, they're off. You go to an airport, yeah, you don't see people waiting there for years and years. They don't live there, they don't stay there. That's just a place where they hop on and they jump onto the plane and off they go. That's not their destination. This dunya is not our final destination. The akhirat, wala darul akhirati khair, the hereafter is the best destination. That's what we need to understand. That's what we need to work hard for. And for that, there has to be sacrifice. There has to be effort. You have to push yourself to wake up in the morning and go to the masjid to read your Fajr Salah. You have to push yourself to read the Quran. You have to push yourself. If I say, chalo theek hai, main soch raha isne bare, jo soch raha bas rahi gaya. If you want to think about this, you'll be left behind. We never think when we wake up for work, when it's to do with the dunya, when it's to do with games and all that. We never think twice. We do it straight away. In the same way, if you want to please Allah, do it now, because you might not be alive to make that choice again. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we've got a very beautiful reminder. I want you to watch this reminder and we'll come back to our topic again. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Respected viewers of Madani Sharif, it is mentioned in one of the famous books of spirituality called Risala Ushariya that your share of the world is apportioned according to the level of trials you face, and your share of the hereafter is apportioned according to your level of taqwa. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful piece of advice this contains. Respected brothers, this means climbing the ladder of success in this world is done by the person who works the hardest. The more hard work you do, the more trials you face in this dunya, right, the more success you can attain. But if you want the success of the hereafter, it will depend on how much taqwa do you possess within your personality. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, 12th Juz, Surah Hud, verse number 49, إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, indeed, for the pious is a good ending. Another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, specially kept ready for the pious. Hereafter is kept ready for the righteous, for the pious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability and tawfiq and understanding to prepare for the hereafter, to attain taqwa, to attain piety, because salvation lies in piety. A great name in the history of Islam, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He explains the excellence of taqwa, piety. He writes, the people of taqwa are commanded by Allah and He blesses them with protection from their enemies. They receive unique help from Allah, and due to the blessings of their taqwa, He also grants them halal rizq in this world. Subhanallah, the blessings of taqwa lead to the correct rectification of deeds, forgiveness of sins, and acceptance of all good deeds. The people of taqwa are saved from the terrors of the hereafter. They become the beloved servants of Allah, and they are of greater esteem in His sight. At the time of death, they are blessed with the honor of being able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further he says, they are given good news of safety from punishment after dying. They are protected from hellfire and will remain in Jannah forever. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, if we want all such blessings of this world and the hereafter, all we need to do is, we need to adopt this beautiful attribute of taqwa. Taqwa is piety. Piety is that one person should follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refrain from anything which is forbidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, these reminders, mashallah azza wa jal, are amazing. Sometimes when you listen to something, you know, you just, that reminder might be the one that triggers everything off. I can remember talking to an Islamic brother, and he says that, you know, people used to tell me, offer your salah, offer your salah. My parents used to say to me, oh, namaz par, namaz par. And I thought, yeah, one day I'll do it. And he goes, I was watching Madani channel at home, and Amir al-Sunnat in the Madani Muzakara, he says, please offer your salah. And he says, you know, I thought that he's saying it to me. He's saying it personally and directly to me. And he says, since that day, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, I have never ever missed a salah deliberately. So sometimes these reminders, they work magic. Yeah, they change a person's life. They change a person's life. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, how lucky those people are that change their lives. And today, if you just joined us, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if you're just watching us, maybe it's your first time that you're watching Rise and Shine. What do you think about the program? How do you think about the setup? How do you think about the cameraman? How do you think about the lighting? Everything. There's no advertisements. We don't watch, we do have a bayan. And in the middle, you know, we go to an advert. No, Alhamdulillah, it's advert free. Women free, music free. No, you know, women free, I'm saying that because it's not jais, you know, in Islam for women to appear on TV. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the scholars, they will mention that to you. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, we do have Islamic sisters who watch the Madani channel, who learn. We have Islamic sisters gatherings. We have Islamic sisters weekly ijtimas. We have a lot of, MashaAllah, work for the Islamic sisters. The Islamic sisters, they do the bayans, they do the kalams, they have courses, they have everything what the brothers do. The sisters have them as well. We've built, MashaAllah, masajids that are catering for the Islamic sisters as well. We have education centers for the Islamic sisters as well, and who are taking part in these educational circles as well. So we can't say that we are forgetting the Islamic sisters. They are a very, very pivotal and vital people in our community. And like this, the pious people would say, you educate one man, you educate one person. You educate a woman, you educate the family. So inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, Islamic sisters, alhamdulillah, play a very, very vital role in spreading the message of Islam. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Khadija, the blessed daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were all muballighas of Islam. Sayyida Rabia Basariya, there's been many, many pious women, alhamdulillah, books and books have been written on their lives. So these women are our role models as well. Inshallah, as well, for the Islamic sisters, choose these role models. I'm going to mention one role model in front of you now. It says in Musnad Imam Ahmad, Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat, and look at the title that has been given to the blessed wives of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, subhanallah. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba, Tahira, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She says, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, kisi cheez par ta'ajjub na farmate the. اور نہ ہی دنیا کی کوئی چیز آپ کو تعجب میں ڈالتی سوائے صاحب تقویٰ کے. Another حدیث of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in مجمع الاوسط, the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, he says, علم کی فضیلت عبادت کی فضیلت سے بڑھ کر ہے. The knowledge is worship as well. If you sit down and read an Islamic book, you know, you sit down and read a fiqh book, or you sit down and you learn about your deen, you educate yourself in the deen, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, aur tumhare deen ki behtareen cheez taqwa hai. And the best thing in your religion is taqwa, is piety. Subhanallah. And who is the most respectful person? Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is the most respectful person? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, that person who is more pious than other people. Subhanallah. This was a hadith from Bukhari Sharif. So the most respectful person is the one who is most pious. Not the one that's got the most money. Not the one that's driving a flashy car. Not the one that's got a big mansion. Not the one that has money. No way. The most respectful person is the one that is more pious. He might not have a bank balance, he might not even have a car, he might not even have a good house than you, but because he's got taqwa, that person is better than you, than everyone else as well. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abu Zar Ghifari, tum kisi surkh ya kale se behtar nahin. You are not better than a red person or a black person. You are better only in your taqwa, in your piety. So if you are pious, you are better than another person. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah alayhi says, siyafam mu'min, yani a person who is who's colored black, ہزار ہا سرخ سفید کافروں سے افضل ہے, is better than a red non-believer. سیاہ فام متقی ہزارہا سرخ سفید بدکاروں سے افضل ہے. فاسق سے متقی افضل, غافل سے بیدار افضل ہے. یہ فرمان عالی بہت ہی وسیع ہے. And subhanallah, our pious predecessors, mashallah, azza wa jal, these were pious people. These were people that would, subhanallah, azza wa jal, you know, change their lives as well. So, Piyari Islam Bhai, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we should be thanking Allah, azza wa jal. We should be having this love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. We've got another beautiful package for us. And that package is the daily hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just listen to this as well. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
In our lives, we receive many words of encouragement, sometimes from our parents, sometimes from our teachers, sometimes from our colleagues, friends, relatives, siblings. Everybody can possibly give good advice. But remember, the advice and the encouragement, the instruction given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best advice, the best form of guidance. Khairul hadi hadi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best form of guidance is the guidance provided by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instruct us to do? There are many narrations, of course, but in one narration, which is found in the Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shayba, the Prophet alaihi wasallam said, "Build masajid, construct masajid." But the thing is, how many of us are busy in this activity? We're building our own houses, having extensions done. A new floor, spacious house. We make plans for this, we save up for this. We spend a lot of days and nights thinking about this. But what about this emphatic command of the Prophet ﷺ, build masajid? How many of us are actually acting upon this? And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us tawfiq to do so. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Azawajal, very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered by our beautiful Muballighi Dawat-e-Islami. Allah Ta'ala bless him and elevate his ranks as well. And subhanallah, Azawajal, you know, these are, you know, young lads, MashaAllah, Azawajal, who finished, you know, he's a Hafiz of the Quran, he's an Alim Adin. And MashaAllah, Azawajal, we have 64 brothers who have finished their Jamia studies. MashaAllah, they've become Islamic scholars. And again, a value of an Islamic scholar over a normal, lame person like us. Yeah, I'm not a scholar, but a scholar, his status is far more greater than a normal person. In the same way, just giving an example, you have a person and you have a person with taqwa. He might not be Hafiz, he might not be an alim, but he's got the piety. You know, he offers his 5 times salah, he reads the Quran. When he talks to people, he talks to them in a good way, he's polite, he's got good manners. These are the kind of things that will sell. And these are the kind of things that we enjoy for ourselves, the way we like to be treated. You know, so alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, it's very, very important that we have that as well. Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to make a very important dua. Maybe this dua that we can make for ourselves as well. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would make a dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa tuqa wal-afa. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I ask you for piety, for guidance, for pak damani. On tawangari ka suwal karta hun. You know, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the most pious. He was known as Imamul Muttaqeen. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known as Sayyidul Mursaleen. Yeah, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. He is known as that. He had that taqwa. So why was he making dua for himself? Allahumma inni asaluka al-huda wa tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina, is so that the ummah can learn a lesson from that as well. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he comments on this hadith se paak. He says, hidayat se murad achhe aqaid hain. تقوی سے مراد اچھے اعمال، پاک دامنی یعنی having a good clean character سے مراد برائیوں سے بچنا ہے، to keep away from sins، اور دولت مندی سے مراد مخلوق کا محتاج نہ ہونا، یعنی یا التونگری means that یا اللہ I will have enough money, enough wealth and for that is that so that we don't beg in front of other people. اللہ عز و جل و رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا حاجت مند رہنا، so that we are always, you know, dependent on Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is dua mein deen ki tamam balaiyan maang li gayi hain. Ilahi main tujhse dua mangta hoon, karam maghfirat ki dua mangta hoon. Pyare Islam bhai, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, a muttaqi person, because that's what our topic is, piety is blessings. A muttaqi, a pious person, his du'as are accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Someone who is pious, someone who is nek. You know, you must have seen this stuff. Why do we go to the scholars? Why do you go to your peer sahab? And you love to buy from him. Why is it that you go to this Maulvi sahab in the village next to you? Why? Because they are pious. They are such people that have, alhamdulillah, a good character. They know how to talk to people. They have respect for people. And for that, people will go running towards them as well. And then if you look at it, you know, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, all these people, you know, the pious people, you know, if you look at their lives, you know, their lives were amazing. Subhanallah, they were amazing people and their lives were amazing as well. Sayyiduna Dawood bin Rashid rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that I saw two young lads worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal in Syria, in Mulk-e-Sham, and because of their taqwa, because of their piety, they were known as Sabih and Malih. Yeah, they were known with them names. Maybe that was not their real names, but they were known as Sabih and Malih. And he says that their story is that they said that one day we felt hungry. And, you know, what we did was, my friend, he says, come, let's go to so-and-so desert. There's this pious person there. Shakhs ko deen-e-mateen ke kuch akam sikha kar. We'll go to them, we'll teach them about the deen, and maybe they will give us some food in return. So they went to this place, and one person, ek siyafam shakhs mila jiske sar par lakdiyon ka gatha tha. He was carrying wood on his head. Humne usse kaha, batao tumhara rab kaun hai? He says, tell us, who is your rab? Ye sunkar usne lakdiyon ka gatha zameen par phenka aur us par baith kar kaha, mujhse ye na poocho ke tera rab kaun hai, balki ye poocho iman tere dil kis goshe mein hai. So this person, he says, don't ask me who my Rabb is. Ask me in my part of the heart, where is Iman? Us deyati ka arifana kalam sunkar. You know, when they heard the kalam of that person, they were shocked. Hairat se ek dusre ka muh takne lage. They kept on staring at one another. And then he says, why are you quiet? Why don't you ask me? Why don't you question me? Yeah. Beshak talib ilm sawal karne se baaz nahi rehta. You know, he goes, you are students, go and ask me. Uski baaton mein hum kuch jawab na de sake aur khamosh rahe. So we kept quiet. When he saw that we are quiet, yeah, he made a dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Oh Allah, you know better that I am your person, I'm your bondsman, and you know better what question they are asking. To tu unhe zarur ata farmata hai. Mere Mola, meri in lakdiyon ko sona bana de. Oh Allah, make this wood, this pile of wood into gold. As soon as he said these words, the pile of wood or the planks of wood all turn into gold. He made another dua. Ay mere parwardigar, beshak tu apne un bandon ko zyada pasand farmata hai jo shohrat ke talib nahi hote. Ya Allah, you love those people that do not do actions for to show off, to have, you know, a lot of fans, as they say. Zyada bande dekhe. Mere Mola, is sone ko dobara lakdiyan bana de. Oh Allah, make these planks of wood back to wood again. As soon as he said that, the gold turned into planks of wood. Usne lakdiyon ka gatha sar par rakha aur ek janib rawana ho gaya. Subhanallah. Can you imagine? You know, just imagine, you know, I had this glass and I say, Ya Allah, turn into gold, and it turns into gold. Mobile phone turn into gold, and it turns into gold. What would we do at that time? We'll be thinking, that's amazing. I've turned this into gold. I'm going to be rich. We start to daydream. Eh karsa, oh karsa. Eh makan banasa. Pakistan jadi koti chedi gaya. Usi upar neen da nangi banasa. We all think of the dunya, but we don't think of the hereafter. Amir Ahle Sunnat mentions in Wasail-e Bakhshish, Dekhna mat tum hakarat se kisi anpadh ko bhi. Do not look at a person thinking that he's uneducated. Don't look at him with eyes that he's worthless. He doesn't. Kya khabar peshe khuda makbool banda ho wahi. So this is something that we need to practice. Because what happens is when you start to look at other people in that manner, then you know what happens? You think of other people as inferior. You start to think of yourself as a better person. And as a Muslim, we are not better than anyone else. Just like that pious person who was better than this ibadat guzar, this worshipper who spent 60 years in seclusion in worshipping Allah Ta'ala. And a cobbler was better than him. A cobbler was more better than him. Why? Because that cobbler thought that he was the most inferior person to any other person. So this is what the beauty of Islam is. In Ihya'ul Ulum, he says that kisi Sufi buzurg ka ek nojawan murid tha. He would give love and respect to that young person. And one day some murid, some other disciple asked him that, why do you give so much respect to this young person when you've got elderly people amongst your disciples? And the buzurg, he says, he ordered some birds. Or un sab muridun ko, he gave him a knife and he gave him a bird. And he goes, slaughter these birds where no one can see you. So all of these other, you know, elder buzurgs, elder disciples, they went and someone hid behind a corner, someone hid behind, or someone hid in a place where no one could see them. And they all came with the bird slaughtered. This young man came with the bird in his hand. He couldn't see, he didn't slaughter it. And the Peer Sahib, he says to him, my son, well, I told you to go and slaughter these birds where no one can see you. Could you not find anywhere? And this young man, he says that, your honor, your respectfulness, I could not find any place where Allah Ta'ala could not see me. So therefore, I couldn't slaughter this bird. And the buzurg, he says to his murids, now do you realize why I give him more respect? Subhanallah. And that is what they are. So these people, you know, ye sab cheezon ko chhod kar khuda ki taraf dhyan karne ke amal ko pasand kiya. Yeah. So forget everything else, because Allah Ta'ala's mercy is everywhere. Allah Azza wa Jalla's rahmat is everywhere. We cannot hide from Allah. We cannot do anything that one thing that Allah Ta'ala is not watching us. Allah Ta'ala is always watching over us. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Subhanallah. And now this also proves to you the importance of a Peer-e-Kamil, the role, the duty of a Peer-e-Kamil. His duty isn't to make your businesses flourish. His duty is not that you build the biggest house in the village. His duty is not that you live a luxury life. The duty of a Peer-e-Kamil is that he educates you and he gives you that knowledge that you can save your iman, and he can also save his iman as well. We've got another very beautiful package, and this package is the glorious Quran, alhamdulillah, a story of the glorious Quran. So let's listen to this story and then I'll tell you a bit more about this beautiful book as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. After the Pharaoh drowned in the River Nile and all the Bani Israel became Muslim, and when Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with tranquility and peace, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to enter the holy land of Baytul Muqaddas with Bani Israel. At that time, Baytul Muqaddas was under the domination of the people of Amalika, who were the worst of unbelievers, very sturdy warriors and very cruel. Therefore, Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam left for jihad against the people of Amalika with 600,000 people of Bani Israel. But the moment Bani Israel reached the vicinity of Baitul Muqaddis, they became coward and started exclaiming that there are Jabbarin in this city, who are very strong and powerful. Therefore, we will not enter the city at all until these people are inside the city. The Bani Israel said to Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, even up to this extent, O Musa alayhi salam, you and your Rabb Azza wa Jal go and fight with such powerful people. We will stay here. Such comments from the Bani Israel made Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam much grieved, and he requested to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman, O my Lord, I have no control except upon myself and my brother Harun, so keep us separate from these disobedient ones. In response to this supplication of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Azza wa Jal exposed his wrath by saying, translation of the Quran, Kanzul Iman, so that holy land is forbidden for them for 40 years. Let them wander on the earth, so you, O Musa, do not grieve for these disobedient people. As a result, these 600,000 Bani Israel wandered in the field for 40 years, but could not get out of it. This field is called the field of tea. Man and Salwa was also descended in the same field for the Bani Israel. And when Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam struck his staff over the stone, 12 springs of water gushed out of it. This event has been narrated in the Holy Quran with different contexts, time and again, among which in Surah Al-Ma'idah, this event has a comparatively full description, which undoubtedly is an excellent event that consists of descriptions of the deviation and disobedience of Bani Israel. But despite all of this, Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam always remained affectionate towards the Bani Israel, that when these people exhausted due to extreme hunger and thirst in the field of tea, Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam prayed for them and got the manu salwa descended for them. Afterwards, he ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam also made 12 springs of water emerge by striking his staff on the stone. From this event, we can have an idea of how patient, placid, and tolerant Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam was, the viewers of Madani Channel. May Allah Azza wa Jal also make us patient in our worldly lives. Ameen, bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم ما شاء الله عز وجل. A very beautiful story of the Quran. Now I was mentioning to you that the book Quranic Wonders, a very beautiful book, and it's got so many stories of the Quran. It's a beautiful, you know, read up for our children at home as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. So I would like you to buy that book, download it free of charge from the website of Dawat Islami. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, once we have that, definitely inshallah Azza wa Jal, it'll be brilliant as well. Now, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this one thing I want to really mention is how important being piety and taqwa hazun, how you build that is that you offer your salah properly. And Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا اور اپنے گھر والوں کو نماز کا حکم دے اور خود اس پر ثابت رہ. یعنی اللہ تعالیٰ, He says, and order the your family to offer salah and be steadfast on that. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَ اور کچھ ہم تجھ سے روزی نہیں مانگتے. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ ہم تجھے روزی دیں گے. We will give you rizq. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى and this is the reward for those people who are pious. This is the reward of them. Piety that Allah Ta'ala will give them rizq. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, just coming to the end of the program now. What is taqwa? To save yourself, your nafs, your ego from fear is what you call taqwa. And اس شریعت کی اصطلاح میں تقویٰ کا معنی یہ ہے کہ نفس کو ہر اس کام سے بچانا جسے کرنے یا نہ کرنے سے کوئی شخص عذاب کا مستحق ہو. سو اکارڈنگ ٹو شریعت دی ٹرمینالوجی آف تقویٰ از ٹو سیو یور سیلف فرام سچ تھنگس دیٹ یو سیو یور سیلف فرام دا پنشمنٹ آف اللہ عز و جل. یو سیو یور سیلف فرام کفر فرام شرک اینڈ فرام میجر سنز ایز ویل. You save yourself from haram, from indecent things as well. And you leave the guna, the haram things, and you start to become pious as well. Tera khuda tujhe wahan na paaye jahan usne mana farmaya hai. Yani taqwa is that you, Allah Ta'ala would not see you where He does not want to see you. Obviously, that is to do with the ibadat as well. Pyare Islam bhaiyo, inshallah azawajal, we've got a little promo for you as well. So let's look at this promo, and inshallah azawajal, it's a package. Alhamdulillah, we'll see that as well, and then inshallah we'll come and we'll wind up our program. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated in a blessed hadith that each person will be under the shade of his sadaqah on the day of judgment. Understand this point, my dear viewers, that on the day of judgment, when the sun is only 1.25 miles away, the floor is made of copper and each person will be drowning in his own sweat. Subhanallah, that it is our sadaqah, the amount of money that we give in charity, this will protect us on the day of judgment. So we should be giving wholeheartedly in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Generally, when we give money out or when we spend money, our money decreases. But subhanallah Azza wa Jal, giving money in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, this doesn't decrease your wealth. Rather, this increases your money. This is mentioned in the Holy Quran as well. So we should wholeheartedly give in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. The month of Ramadan is coming, and throughout the year as well, we should give our zakat, especially first to our family members, but then we should also consider giving it to Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is an open book in front of you. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is carrying out many activities. Madrasatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina Balighan, and Jamiatul Madina, and live Madin channel sessions also take place. So Dawat Islami is carrying out the work of Deen. Subhanallah, FGRF, those people who need welfare, those people who need help, Dawat Islami is also helping them. And this will be done by your donations and also by your zakat as well. So please, wholeheartedly keep Dawat Islami in your mind and give wholeheartedly as well. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Dawat Islami UK Madani Channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 436345 60. IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436345 60. BIC LOYD GB21087. Your donation can be used for any permissible religious, reformatory, welfare, well-wishing, spiritual, and good purpose.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, you're already, alhamdulillah, maybe donating towards Madani Channel. Bari Islam bhaiyo, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we're in the last part of our program. Please remember a very beautiful saying. Let me finish on this. Hazrat Sufyan Sauri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he says that those people who are parhezgar, that who keep away from sins, they are known as muttaqi, as pious. Wo aisi cheezon se bachte hain jinse bachna amuman dushwar hota hai. Those people who are called pious people are called pious because they keep away from those things. So that is hard to keep away from. You know, we all live in a real world. You know, you see people committing sins. Who can't commit sins? You go out onto the streets, you see a billboard with a woman. Ma'azallah, you see a woman walking on the road. You watch videos. These sins, they're open now. They're everywhere. Yeah. So what we need to understand is once we start to keep and save ourselves, inshallah, the better it is. Jazakallah khairah for watching our program today. May Allah Ta'ala reward and shower and make us all pious and practicing Muslims as well. Inshallah, I will see you hopefully back same time, same place. Take care. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.